Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
Now, some beauty rooms horror coming up. Sharon O'Brien joins me on line one. Morning, Sharon.
Hiya.
Now, you're a beauty therapist, a Kerry businesswoman, and something very untoward happened in what you would imagine would be a very friendly business interaction, as you are giving your expertise to somebody in the beauty chair, as it were. Can you take tell us about it from the beginning?
Basically, a lady rang me and asked if she could have her eyebrow tinted. And I told her that she could and asked her if she could come in an hour because I'd just washed my hair and was in my dressing gown. And she said that she was about to go out and would there be any chance that I could just fit her in? And I said, well, I can, of course, as long as you don't mind the fact that I'm not in uniform and my hair's wet. And we kind of had a bit of a giggle. And I said that, yeah, she could come now. It wouldn't take me 20 minutes. So pop along. So she came quite quickly and she came upstairs and walked into the room and everything seemed absolutely fine. She seemed really nice. And then as soon as she kind of got on the beauty bed, she changed the way that she acted quite drastically and started talking about travellers and just basically saying a lot of nasty things about travellers as a race and travellers as the way they are and saying that things like they were scumbags and...
And was she telling you a story because of something that happened to her or what?
She didn't give any story whatsoever. It just literally began with her being nasty against travellers, like calling them scumbags. And it was just for no reason out of the blue. And like I kind of turned my back to her because I thought, oh, my goodness, here we go. You know, it's not the first time I've heard kind of like comments and just kind of had to switch off to it and leave it be and try and like keep composed. And as I turned around to mix the tint, she just said, and what about you? And I turned and faced her and said, what about me? And she kind of sneered at me and she said, well, you're a traveller, aren't you? And I said, if you knew that, then why did you come here?
That's a very important distinction now, because I was going to ask you, is this somebody just looking to engage in conversation, find somebody to agree with her as her beauty treatment is being done, and get somebody to agree and confirm her beliefs that travellers are this, that, and the other? Or did she know you were of travelling background before she came in? She obviously did.
She did. 100%. She obviously knew when she came, and she obviously came with the intention to verbally attack me, you know, and that's exactly what she did. And she attacked my whole background, my whole family, everybody of traveller background, you know. She didn't leave any stone unturned with what she said, you know. And even when I asked her to leave the premises, you know, she was still raving about it, and she really did sort of like have a bee in her bonnet. And I was completely calm the whole way through. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't swear back. And I just asked her to leave. And she said, well, my husband's outside. Well, I'll bring him in, you know, in a threatening tone, like. And to which I responded, you know, if that's the case, then obviously I'm going to have to ring my cousins here. And I said, and they're the travellers that you so despise. And I said, if that's what you want me to do, then I'm willing to do that. And that did kind of make her think twice, I think, before she left the place and still was swearing and she walked out of the door,
But completely unwarranted, unnecessary, derogatory remarks.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
You were providing service with a smile. She was happy enough to book the engagement with you. You were good enough to do it while your hair was wet and before you were ready or in uniform. And so what do you think sparked it off? Did she intentionally, with motive, make the appointment to castigate you and the travelling community, or did she decide to do it when she arrived?
See, I thought about this afterwards. Of course, when I booked her in for the appointment, I gave nothing a thought. But then afterwards, the fact that she didn't message me over my business page on Facebook, she didn't WhatsApp me like most people do. She rang me from a withheld number. So in my mind, that she knew exactly what she was going to do. But it took me some time to come to that realisation, you know.
And was any beauty treatment affected? No? Was it done?
It was not done, no.
Okay.
I was mixed in the dye when she was when she started in on me. She was just going on about the travellers to start with, and then it was on me and my background and the things that she was saying about, I can imagine the dirty people you've had on this bed. It was all very derogatory.
That's very direct. That obviously had motive.
Yes, absolutely. And I did turn around to her and say, you know, well, you're laying on the bed right now, you know, you knew what you was coming into, you knew what you was coming to do, and I don't understand why you're having a go at me for. I've done nothing to you, you know.
Yeah, but I've had plenty racists on this bed too, you know, so don't worry about it. Because that's what we're talking about. That's an inherent form of racism, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I know. I mean, there's always attacks against people for, God, everything, you know. You can think about people with their weight, people with their height, sizes, everything. It doesn't matter what it is in this world. Everybody's going to be attacked for something. But to be attacked over your own culture, your own family, you know, the people you love, it's ridiculous.
Are you at liberty to say some of what she said, or do you wish to or want to?
Well, it's basically a lot of swearing, and the comments were just horrible. Like I was saying, a lot of it was the dirty scumbags this, and they leech off the government, and talking about the fact that they had drug habits. And it was just really, it was disgusting comments. He even made a reference to my sex life, you know. It was ridiculous.
Okay, I don't want to get too personal here, but to my knowledge, travellers have very, very strict rules about how they live as regards religion, as regards premarital sex, as regards finding a partner, possibly early in life, as Tyson Fury's daughter did at just 16, getting married and committing to that person through good or bad for the rest of their lives. They have very strict ideals around certain things. I know they get a hard rap for other things, and some of that is and can be possibly justified. But do you think they get a bad rap overall? I mean, why would she talk about your sexual activity or allege anything?
I think it was just the fact that she had this complete notion that travellers are dirty people, and everything that was coming out of her mouth was the fact that we were a dirty race of people, you know, which couldn't be further from the truth, actually. That is the most bizarre comment ever, because we are the cleanest of people. So, but of course, in every race of life, there's always an exception to the rule. And maybe this woman had run into somebody like that and it's tarred her. I don't know. But I wouldn't dream of tarring everybody with the same brush for something that somebody had done. I do not know why this woman did what she did, you know.
Okay, but you're of traveller heritage, but are you actually a traveller at this moment in time, or settled?
I live in a house just the same as the rest of my traveller family. There's very few of us that actually live in vans and trailers, and, you know, we all kind of have bricks and mortar now, you know, but you're always going to be tarred with that traveller brush because of that.
Okay,
that's our heritage.
Just a couple of questions. Did she pay anything for the treatment? I guess not.
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you had other experiences because of your traveller heritage? Probably none as bad as this, but have you had others?
I have, yeah. I've had none as bad as this. The fact that she was saying that no settled person would come into my business anymore, and she was going to make sure of this and that and the other. And, you know, I've had other clients that have said similar things, do not have travellers in here, because I don't come across as your atypical traveller. You know, a lot of people don't see me as one, you know, so some of them have come in and said, you know, you don't have travellers in here, and if anybody sees travellers in here, they won't come, you know. And like I said, there's a lot of prejudice against travellers, 100%.
Okay. Did you call the guards?
No.
Would you consider what happened to be an assault?
I don't know. I don't really know what I would consider it as. I just consider it as a woman who was just nasty about something that she obviously didn't understand anything about.
Are you proud of your traveller heritage?
I'm so proud of my traveller heritage, and I'm proud of my father. I'm proud of all my family.
You have an obvious English accent. Is your traveller heritage mm-hmm. English or Irish?
It's Irish, yeah. My dad is from Killarney, was from Killarney, God rest his soul. So he lived with me until he died in 2019, and I buried him up at Agado with his mum and dad and his brother. So he's buried here. So I wanted to come back and kind of be closer, even though that sounds bizarre, but that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm. And life's going well for you in Kerry, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Besides here, these kind of things, yeah.
It's nice as fact you come back and you have lots of family around, and, you know, cause that's very important, you know.
But you obviously have friends and colleagues and customers and a social circle that you would have told this to. What was their interpretation and what support did you get from them?
They were all disgusted. I mean, I put... after I'd kind of like calmed down, so I was very upset to start with, and I spoke to my friend and she kind of like calmed me down a bit. But then after a couple of hours, I felt really angry about it, you know, and I put a post up on my beauty page just along the lines of like my dad, God rest his soul, was a traveller and my mum was a settled person. So yes, I was raised as a traveller, and then we ended up moving into a house. And basically, if anybody has a problem with the fact that I am a traveller, then please don't come into my beauty room and assault me. You can just leave it out and not come at all. And if nobody wants to come because of the fact that I'm a traveller, that's fine. All the best to you, you know. And if I end up having to go somewhere else and start again, I will, if that's what I have to do. You know, I've done it before, I'll do it again. And that's how I felt. I felt angry.
In one sense,
but then I got a lot of support, so I was, you know, that was very unexpected.
In one sense, it's acceptable or it's easy in some way to say live and let live in society. But do you take on board that some members of the travelling community do tarnish things for the hardworking travellers out there like you?
Of course. But is that not the same in every race of life? You know, everybody is... there's good and bad in everyone, you know. It doesn't matter what you are, what race, what colour, what religion, you know, there's good and bad in every shape of life. But to target somebody who's just trying to get on in life, she doesn't know my story, she knows nothing about me, you know. So and you think about that and it does make you wonder that she's doing that to me, but not looking at her own self and what she has just done. You know, so who was the bad person in that scenario?
Who was the bad person? I was about to say, pose that rhetorical question. You know, who's the bad one here?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to think that prejudice as it exists in our society today, there's ridiculous prejudice. Like, I'm prejudiced to you because of the pigment in your skin, shall we say, your skin colour. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Prejudice about where you were born. The ridiculous religious prejudice that continues to exist when we should be growing out of it. But prejudice against your ethnicity is kind of going beyond racism. It's almost bordering on fascism.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
We got some texts coming in for...
You know, there's no place for it, is there?
No. We got some text. Well, you'd say something if you were dishing it out yourself or if you started it.
Yeah.
You know. If you had a mountain of insults against that woman in particular and her family and where she came from and what the relations were doing or whatever, you'd say something if she used, the traveller bias she so obviously has accepted in her own mind to fire back at you in an argument. But to do it unprovoked is just incredible. Anyway, some texts coming in about you, Sharon. Tell that girl, ignore that ignorant woman. She is a businesswoman and working. Fair play to her and all the best, says Owen. And another texter said, she may be a nice traveller, but unfortunately, with a lot of her fellow travellers, you couldn't defend their carry-on. So it's yin and yang here, a bit of both, you know?
Yeah. No, I can understand what people are saying, you know, but like I say, there's good and bad in everyone, and you can't like tarnish everyone with the same brush and use things as an excuse to be nasty, basically. The thing is, with what I don't understand is people give out about the fact that this traveller or that traveller is nasty, but then they're being nasty themselves. So how does the two wrongs make a right?
Exactly. Martina wants to come on and say something. Hi, Martina. Stay with us, Sharon.
Okay. Good morning. How are you? First of all, I want to give that lady credit for how far she has come in life and, you know, well on you and to take on this role. And second of all, I'd be very, very proud of you for the way you handled this issue, because at the end of the day, I think there was a lot going on with herself, waiting for a reaction, number one. Plus, number two, I think she had all this built up to... That was her way of getting it out to you. There was no appointment. It was what she wanted to say. And obviously, her own self-esteem is very, very low. And you can't... I mean, in this day and age... A lot of the majority of travelling young girls and ladies are out there going to college. They're getting involved. They want to do their leaving. They're just like any other person out there. And I mean, this woman was trying to take away this woman's character and destroy her business, which was very, very unfair. And I mean, at the end of the day, if we all had to judge people, we'd be here for the rest of our life, because I view it every day in my life. I'm actually a traveller and I'm proud of it, and so is this lady, and I'm involved in everything and I have a great job. So I can't understand that a person could be so devious and so... She obviously have a lot going on with herself, and that's what I can gather. But I'm so proud of this lady, the way she handled this issue. And just to top that off, there... Traveling girls do spin big on themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I mean, in both societies, there's good and bad. I mean, there's drugs, there's drink, there's everything out there today, and you can't tar the one family. You know, that's how the younger generation is left with this mark, because people can't move on. They can't move on and leave these people. Do what they want to do. It's their business. And in fairness to the majority of them, they're coming up, they're getting involved, and they're getting plenty of opportunities, but it takes one bad egg to try to lure them and take the, you know, take this away from them.
Okay, Martina, do you want to comment on that, Sharon?
Everything she said was completely true, you know, and traveller women today, I had a client last evening, and she was around the same age as myself, and she was older in life when she decided she was going to put herself through college, and now she pushes her children to do the same, and they are all fantastic. And there is so many of the traveller community that push their children to be the best they can, and they are such wonderful people. And we, as a community, we look after each other, you know. We're kind. We will help people, and not everybody out there is out to take. I know that some do, but... not everyone, and we would rather help you up than push you down, and that is the truth of it.
Okay, Martina, have you encountered prejudice yourself?
Yes.
In what way?
Basically around the same thing, you know, people trying to knock you in the sense of if they thought that you were doing well, or how come you're doing that, how come you got that, how come you're involved in that, but you can't be because you are a traveller. Like, they don't take, you know, this kind of ridiculous carry on. And I mean, it's, you know, they try to take away what you're after rebuilding. And like, travellers have nature, they're friendly, there's good and bad in everyone, and that's like the settled community. If I went out today with a book in my hand to see who is good and bad, how many people at the end of the day would I be picking up, you know what I mean? So we don't go around criticising people. Like, there's none of us perfect. At the end of the day, everyone has a fault, no matter how good they are. But like, you literally don't go out your way to confront someone, basically telling them they're this, they're that, blah, 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 blah. You don't want to be with someone, don't be there. You know, mind your own business, move on with your own life. But obviously, I see people like this because I dealt with classes on this, that their self-esteem Is this person working herself? Has she a job? Or is her job going around trying to intimidate people daily? Or is it all coming from, oh, I can't do that? How is she? You know, there's a lot going on here. But like this lady that's speaking on air, I will give it to you and I will put my hands up. Well done. And do not let this knock you. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there aware of what you're doing. And you probably have great customers. Well, on you. So, I mean, this is only someone is just trying to destroy your business and stuff. And do not. Do not. And you know what? You dealt with it. And I'm so proud of you for the way you've spoke. And keep going, girl. And don't let anyone intimidate you like that.
Can I ask you this, ladies, as a question, not as any sort of criticism? Would you find it hard to blame the settled community for some of their stereotypical perceptions of traveller, male travellers in particular? Because we've all seen the call-out videos for fighting. We've all seen the bare-knuckle fights in the street, traditional or not. We've all had people calling, selling rugs and being pushy at the door. And we've all seen people want to fix your roof or do a tarmac. And is that unfair of me to ask?
No, of course, every day. Every day, if you look at the news, there's a stabbing. There's someone on the street after being killed. You know, are the majority of those travellers? Someone got murdered. There's robberies. There's break-ins. The guards are dealing on a daily basis with settled community. People are afraid now to walk the streets of Cork. Is all these people travellers? No, they're not. I mean, this is coming, and I viewed a few weeks ago in Down Square. I was coming from work and I saw two settled guys box. They were fist boxing. These were not travellers. You know what I mean?
Simon Chalet,
okay.
A stabbing in every second corner in Cork City. These are not travellers. There's people begging on the street 7 days a week. The majority of these are not travellers.
If they're doing it,
and they're letting you know, but they're not sneaking up. We said they were going around Cork every day with knives, this, that. They have the elderly people terrified. People won't come into Cork. So where do you go from that?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's something I had to ask in the interest of balance. Now, you're both hard-working traveller women. Martine, I don't know what you do. You don't have to tell me, but you said you're in the workplace and paying your taxes. I want to give Sharon's Beauty Room in Killarney a mention, because if you feel that Sharon needs support and you're in the Killarney area, whatever, as a tourist or living there or whatever, Sharon's Beauty Room is what they can look up. Is that correct, Sharon?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Usually it's just I'm on my Facebook beauty page, but I really just want to say thank you so much to Martina. Her comments have meant so much, you know. And the fact that she said that she was proud of how I handled it, that's just me as a person, you know, and that's putting that out there to everybody, you know. Traveller women are portrayed as Larry this and that and the other, and maybe some are loud, but they're not loud because they're nasty. That's just the way we are, you know, and I'm quieter, and that's just the way that I am.
All right, ladies. Sharon O'Brien, thank you very much, and Martina, thank you for your contribution as well.